SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
Episode
86. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Ho, ho, ho.
I guess that's what I was the other night. It's pretty difficult for us to schedule naughty time with others during the holiday. And I was out shopping with my mother, and I get this text from John. Would you like being pampered in a hotel room tonight? And I was so very stressed and so very in a non-sexy mood. I just thought, oh, yeah, I need that. I want that. Sure. So I was able to finish up the shopping pretty quickly and head back home and head out for a massage. Now, if you haven't listened to episode 85, if you're new to the show and haven't listened to 85, you might want to listen to it first. The gentleman that is involved in this episode was involved in the gangbang in episode 85.
And so we headed off to the hotel and we had a little chat time with him. And here you go.
Okay, we're sitting here. It's December, what is it?
Something.
December something. And we are with our friend Rob in the hotel room. And this is the first time we've been together since our gangbang experience that you may have heard about on our last episode. And so we're having fun talking about it and reminiscing. And John is going to read him the letter he wrote to the husband.
And here's how the email starts. I thought I'd email and give you my thoughts about what I witnessed your wife do the other night. Please don't take anything I say as disrespectful. I might have a foul mouth, but everything I say is out of respect. Your wife provided a downright sexy energy. It was inspiring. What an incredible gift. The players. Rob, African-American, huge cock. Devin, South African, Caucasian, 8 inches. Sam, French-Canadian, 8 inches. Alex, Italian, 8 inches. And so the letter begins.
Did you measure their cocks, John?
I did. I had a measuring tape out that night, and I actually went around and... No.
John,
no.
I'm just going to tell you that there weren't a whole lot of 8 inches in that room.
Wow. So the letter begins.
What is your cock size, by the way?
Well, most guys add a couple inches, so I'm going to say mine was 12.
Okay. Fucking yardstick. Okay, whatever. It was like watching a United Nations gangbang. Rob is so big that your wife
How
could only...
How big is he?
He's 12 inches. And I have it from the horse's mouth. Rob is so big, your wife could only handle a fraction of his enormous cock. The guys helped her by forcing her head down onto his dick.
And did they force?
Well, there was a lot of assistance. A lot of assistance, and I'm very thankful to the guys. I want to throw a shout out to the guys. And what a wonderful assist.
Alex fucked her first. He turned her over doggy and started slamming that hot pussy while the other guys told her what a naughty whore she was and continued forcing her head down on Rob. Pretty soon, while Alex continued to slam her pussy, the other guys got down. I almost said the other guys got down on Rob, but that's all right. I lost my place. Hold on.
Easy now, John. Easy.
One after the other, she sucked on Devin, Sam, and Rob. She was such a cock whore. And she loved having Big Rob in her mouth the most.
She did. I swear. I mean, how long do you think she sucked your cock for? I mean,
I think it was probably about half the period. Mm-hmm. So it was quite a while.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny is because you were saying before, like, if you didn't, because a lot of the stuff on our podcast, it sounds like, oh my God, this shit's made up, or oh my God. But you're like, yeah, if you were there.
If you guys hadn't reminded me, then I probably would have forgotten how long she actually had spent doing the sucking. So she's very good.
Well, she was such a cock whore, and she loved having you in her mouth the most. The guys didn't seem to mind. They told each other, force feed her that big dick. She wants that cum on her. And that's a direct quote from the video, by the way.
I know. I mean, I loved it how all you guys were, you were like a team, you know, and you didn't know any of them at the time.
No,
I mean,
no.
You met in the lobby bar, and you guys were totally like a team. And you were...
I agree, Allie. I think that we probably, you know, we accomplished the mission as if we had trained together before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were the A-team, definitely.
It's like, it's funny, we were chatting earlier. Rob is a former football player. And so maybe if you don't have a career in gangbangs, maybe there's a future for you in, like, gangbang sports casting. You have a really good voice.
Well, I was in the military before, and so the military, you know, kind of helps you recognize where there's like a team effort that works very well. And I think in this scenario, we got to know each other very quickly, and we got the job done.
Mm-hmm. That was actually pretty amazing, because none of you guys knew each other at all. She didn't know any of you. She didn't know us. Allie and I knew you and one of the other guys, and that was, but we didn't play, and you know, I mean, so what was that like?
Well, you kind of left us alone, the four of us, for maybe what, 5-10 minutes while you went up to the room, and then we really didn't even talk that much. I think it was kind of we just kind of followed, you know, like. We followed along, and we helped each other out. But it wasn't by any particular design. It just flowed very well. Mm-hmm. That's my take on it.
Yeah. What did you guys talk about that when John left and we went up to the room with her and you guys were down
yeah,
there?
Yeah. Well, most of the guys were, you know, they wanted to just like go up right away.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I gotta take that back. I was the one that kind of said, like, forget what John said. We're going up now. and they were following along. And when we came up, John was like, hey, you guys, John actually met us in the hallway, I think, on the first trip up. And he's like, no, wait, not yet. And I kind of blamed it on the other guys. And I said, no, they're ready to go.
They're too eager.
Yeah.
I totally believed it, too. I thought, oh, man, those guys are giving Rob a hard time. They're, like, pushing him to do this.
Yeah, right. And then I'm sitting there thinking, okay, John has told them to come up two at a time. You know, I just didn't want you guys all to be, like, walking down, like, Reservoir Dogs down the hallway, you know.
Yeah.
Well, to attract attention to...
John actually didn't tell us the two at a time, though.
I know he didn't. Yeah. I found that out later.
Yeah, I wanted them all to come in at the same time.
But he did tell us to wait.
Okay.
Right.
And as much as I would like to say that the other guys pressured me to bring him up there sooner, it's just not the way.
You were the troublemaker.
I am.
You were the
instigator.
Instigator.
Okay.
It worked out.
Yeah, it did. It did. Well, let's read the letter. Have you lost your place in the letter?
Well, okay, let's fast forward a little bit, but Alex came.
Wait.
I'm skipping ahead.
Wait, you and... and
a bunch of people were fucking her.
Okay, you guys immediately, like, you took her clothes off and got her down on the bed there? pretty quickly, huh?
We did. I mean, almost as if it was choreographed, but it wasn't. We just kind of had an intuition about us, and we were there for a gangbang, so that's what we did. Gangbang ensued.
Eventually, Devin came back and told her she was a great cocksucker. While Rob took her bareback from behind. I could smell the sex in the room, and it was thick. Devin fucked her next. He flipped her on her back and fucked the shit out of her while she sucked the other three cocks, which by now had already come all over her. And that's fucking true. Every bit of this is true. She couldn't get enough dick or cum. When Devin came, he blasted it all over her tits and again rubbed it into her skin, her face, her neck, and her tits. Fuck me, she whispered to Sam. Oh my God, I can't believe I wrote all this. Okay, but he didn't have to be asked twice. Twice, your wife was moaning and writhing under his powerful thrust, then Rob pushed him aside and shoved his dick up her for the third time. Now, you did do that, didn't you?
That seems vaguely familiar.
I was amazed at how many times you came. I really was. I really. And all the guys. I mean, okay, four guys. I know you came, what, three times?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was at least three, yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Every guy came at least twice.
And the others came at least twice. And this was like 55 minutes? An hour?
An hour of fucking?
Wow. She's amazing to have...
She was a workhorse.
Yeah, man.
So, at the end of the deal, you were the last one fucking her. Towards the end, you were one of the last ones fucking her, and she wanted that money shot.
Wait, no. Let him describe it.
Okay,
what he felt like.
Well, I don't know. I just, there was kind of a crescendo there, and. Everybody was waiting for the money shot. And, you know, her screams were getting louder and closer together. And, you know, I was fucking her faster and faster. And I could sense the camera zooming in and the crowd was getting closer. And everybody was waiting for this, you know, like just come to fly all over the place.
Yeah.
And at that point, this was like kind of the third time around for me. So I was, it was kind of a little less than the money shot. It was
a dribble,
a chump change shot.
Because she, and we keep saying money shot, but what she had already had cum in her mouth, cum in her face, cum in her hair, cum in her tits. She wanted a shot of cum all over her pussy.
Right. And I think even when she had even said that, she was like, you know, hey, yeah, come all over me.
Right.
You know, and I was like, hey, I'm ready. I want to do that. And here we go. So when I finally got there and pulled out, it was a dribble. Right. Yeah.
I was impressed. You made some comment about that wasn't the money shot you guys were all waiting for or something like that.
Well, and Devin had my back, though. I think Devin's... Oh, wait. Well, it wasn't Devin. It was
Sam.
Okay. Sam. Yeah. Sam stepped right in there. And
here, I'll pick up the letter again. I think she thought she was done, but Sam wanted his dick up your wife for his third or fourth fuck. He, too, sprayed his cum all over her pussy and then told her to lick the remaining cum off his soaking wet cock.
That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. And it happened just like that. Yeah. We left her used up on the bed, soaked in cum and breathless. You've got a great and giving wife. Ever want to do it again? Just send her out here. My friends will take good care of her.
So that was fun. That was fun.
It was fucking hot.
And like I thought shooting it, it would be hot for me, actually.
Yeah.
And I know I said this before, but I was all in the mind frame of shooting it and getting the shots for her husband, you know, just like, you know, getting all the shots, that I wasn't seeing it as as hot as it was. You know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, you had the more artistic angles.
I think I did too. And I was sore the next day from, you know, holding it handheld that way. But so
what? You're gonna be sore tomorrow too.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did you? Was that your first gangbang experience, Rob?
Wasn't my first. I would say it's probably the best, though. You know, my hat's off to her. I mean, I think that she did really well in terms of enjoying the gangbang. And, you know, the other guys, you know, I thought we really worked well as a team. You know, and hey, wouldn't mind teaming up with them again.
I know one of the guys said he wanted you and John and myself to make our own little video.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Gang bang, I guess.
Well, I don't know. That might be, you might have to twist my arm a little bit to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not easy, Ellie.
Oh, I know. So how did we meet? How did we meet? Because the first time I met you, well, John met you first at a club, right?
Well, we were together at a club. You and I were together at a club, and
right.
I think he came up to me and said, "You know, your wife is gorgeous and fun and hot," and shook my hand and confident and how the hell are you? And you know, and we struck up a conversation.
Okay,
I think that's how we met,
but
right?
But I don't think I was around.
I was at the bar.
Yeah, you were around. You know, I think there's a saying, right? Like, the easiest way to a man is through his stomach. Well, the easiest way to a man's wife is through a husband. Okay. So, I saw you. Yeah, and I saw you with John. Mm-hmm. And so, I put two and two together, and I figured that you're probably John's wife. And so I struck up a conversation with John. It's maybe a non-traditional approach instead of like me trying to chat you up, but it worked.
Yeah, it
smart
worked.
Approach.
It worked.
Smart
it
approach.
Worked. So what happened from there?
From there, I think we exchanged phone numbers. We went up to a playroom later that night, and I think we were in a big group play area, and I think you sucked his dick briefly that night.
That's right, because I came up and it was one of the areas where single guys were allowed to go, and
right,
you were on the bed and you were sucking somebody else's dick. Mm-hmm. And I saw John there and I said, "Hey John, how you doing?" "Oh, there's your wife." And so I presented you with my dick, and you sucked it for me. And that was very memorable.
And, yeah, that was at the end of the night kind of thing.
Yeah, right? It was towards the end of the night. It was
really
getting
late.
We closed the place down. I don't think we exchanged emails on our way out of there.
But we did. I mean, I hadn't talked to you, though. That's unusual.
No, you had your mouth full.
Right. No, but I mean, normally I would talk,
at least said a couple of words.
But I knew that John knew you, and he was kind of like gave you the okay. I know this guy. I met this guy.
He's a good guy.
Suck his dick.
That's pretty much how it went. Yeah.
But after that, I mean, how far was it that we got connected? Was it the next week? Well, this was back in August, right?
Yeah.
It was a couple of weeks later.
I mean, it was a couple of weeks later. I mean, our kids were away. We were home, and then you contacted him? Did you contact Rob and say, hey?
One of us did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I texted and said, hey, you know, let me know when you guys are available. And then
right.
It's kind of a mutual correspondence.
Yeah, and we met in a hotel room, and we had a great time. Yeah, and we really
spent the night.
Yeah, that's the first ever for us, and the only time we've ever really. I mean, of course, like going to places like Desire and everything, but we've never like stay the night in a hotel room with a single guy. You know, and that was fun. That was fun. That was fun.
I feel privileged. I'm glad
that you guys did. I mean, we fucked all night, and I guess into the morning, and crashed out, and had lunch.
Brunch
or whatever it was. That was great. That was awesome. And then when this gangbang thing came about, we were like, let's call Rob. Yeah. And and now we're here talking about the gangbang and in a hotel room. And I'm sure we're going to probably get naughty here in a few minutes or a little while.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Well, I told you, Allie, I'm not easy.
I know.
You twist my arm like that, I might have to.
Well, that's all right. You can just watch us.
Yeah, you can stand over in the corner over there and watch us.
All right.
You can videotape us.
You can podcast. You can do the play-by-play. Tell everybody out there.
Let everybody know what's going on out there.
So, do you play with couples often?
Well, it depends. Often is a subjective.
I mean, you knew to like approach John. I mean, that's a thing. I mean, single guys don't often know that.
I would say there are folks that I've met, not necessarily in the lifestyle, but have got to know them and found out that they were in the lifestyle. So yeah, I'd say quite a few. I've had experience with a few couples.
So you have listened to our podcast since you've met us, or no?
I've listened to every single one of them. They're excellent.
But and you hadn't heard them before you met us, or no?
No, I didn't. And as a matter of fact, you it was a secret that you were not going to share with me that you shared with me on the first night.
right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You said, well, there's something that I can't tell you about our secret lives.
Right.
I said, really?
Right.
So give me a hint.
Oh, my God. And that was after we had fucked, huh?
Yeah. And then we were outside. I said, so give me a hint. And you gave me a hint. And I'm like, well, I can't get it from that. Give me another hint. And you kept giving me hints till I got it. And then
that's right.
He pulled it up on his iPhone.
That was like the next morning, huh? Or early in the morning. Or I don't know. I mean, but we had shared like so much other stuff about our lives and our
I think it was probably between rounds two and three, or between rounds one and two.
I sent John to get food.
Right. I sent John to get food.
Yeah.
So is that coconut oil in your bag, or are you just happy to see me?
That is coconut oil in my bag. It's virgin coconut oil. We're virgins.
So we can...
Some massage oil.
So we can lather you up.
Yeah, a couple gave us that last week.
Yes, they did.
That we met, and you might be hearing from them.
Yes, you might.
In our next episode after this one.
It says it's derived from the meat of matured coconuts.
What is it?
It says it's derived from the meat of matured coconuts. Is it?
But it's organic virgin coconut oil.
I think there's a lot of suggestive things in the description of this coconut oil that we may have to investigate.
Oh, wow.
Thanks to the stability, it's suitable for cooking and heats well to a high temperature.
Okay.
We could probably live off this stuff.
Yeah. Gonna get hot.
Okay. Signing off.
signing off for now, but we might press record for some sounds. So it's 3:24 in the morning, and we're home now.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
We got a burrito on the way back, and now we're recording.
Wow.
Well, that was hot, and that was good. Good times. Good times. We're so comfortable around him and get along great with him. Have a lot in common, and we talked a lot before we started playing. Just hung out and talked, and when we started playing, we knew we were, obviously we had a hotel and we knew we were gonna play, but we did a little dancing. I always like to dance a little bit before, kind of put on some music, and I started kind of dancing. He was sitting on the end of the bed. I was dancing for him, a little lap dance, and then John got behind me. You got the coconut oil. You started rubbing after you were grinding behind me. You started taking my clothes off, and I was facing him, and you had some of that oil, and he was sucking my tits, and you rubbed it on me, kind of giving me a massage, but I was standing up, but I liked it. I liked the standing up massage, swaying to the music, and you're rubbing it on me, and then he started rubbing it on me, and you guys were touching me with your big hands. All over. Why is she talking?
I'm getting turned on listening. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of rubbing and kissing while I was standing, dancing slowly, kind of grinding and swaying back and forth. And you were kissing me and rubbing me. And he was doing the same thing. And you took your shirt off. So we started rubbing that coconut oil all over. I think I went down on him. I kissed my way down to his cock. I mean, for a while there, though, I didn't even take his dick out of his underwear. It was kind of a slow progression. But then we were just like revving that stuff all over us. And then I kind of like pushed him back and I started going down on him. Kissed my way down to his cock. And it was a slow song on the radio. So smooth jazz playing on the radio. So we were kind of moving to that. And kissed my way down and started sucking his cock. And you were rubbing my ass and my back with that coconut oil while I was rubbing his cock. And he was fingering me before that too. And kissing my tits. And he said they tasted like macaroons, or is that what they're called? With the coconut oil. And then, it was just very sensual. And you pretty much, after you rubbed my ass and my back while I was going down on me, you slipped your cock into me from behind. And he was laying on the bed and I was kind of standing up over him, sucking his cock. And you were pounding me from behind, and I was going down on his cock, even, you know, with your it became faster and a little more intense because I was going now not to the beat of the music, but to the beat of you pounding me from behind. So that kind of pumped things up a bit there. And I think after that, I mean, you wanted me down on the bed and told me to lay down. And were you fucking me? And I was still sucking his dick. I was kind of like facing him and you were fucking me in another position.
Yeah, I was fucking you, missionary. Just love watching you.
While I was sucking his dick at this point. I was kind of, you was kind of missionary, but I was kind of like turned towards him a little bit. But like a sideways missionary, I guess. And you love watching me?
Yeah, I love watching you suck cock while I'm fucking you. Fucking hot.
Yeah, that was hot. And then you didn't come at that point, but you pulled out, and I think you wanted him to fuck me, right?
Yeah, I wanted to switch positions, get my dick sucked, and let him. Yeah, I love watching you. You know, I love watching you while I'm fucking you, and you're sucking another guy, and so. I didn't want to come yet. I wanted to keep going. I wanted to watch you be pleasured some more by him. And so it was hot. And he moved over and got between your legs. And you... yeah. You started fucking him and sucking me. And it was hot.
Yeah. And you were filming this...
Well, there was a camera on the nightstand. I didn't have it in my hand.
I forgot about that until the end.
I forgot about it.
But yeah, you had a camera on the nightstand. So, but did you pick that up or anything? Or did you just leave it on the nightstand?
No, I picked it up a few times when he was... It was super dark in there, though. We're never going to be able to like show that. Not that we would anyway, probably. But, I mean, it was super dark.
We can watch it ourselves.
We can watch it ourselves. But...
I'd like to see it. Were up over his shoulders. That was.
Yeah, he started fucking you really hard.
I think it was easier. It was easier because he's so big to get in that position for him to enter me. But and yeah, it was. I'm surprised myself sometimes that I could.
What, that you could take such a big cock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew I could take it, but I was actually fucking it, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And sometimes I think, like, guys with big cocks can't actually, you know, really fuck a girl because they're maybe worried that they're hurting her or too big for that. But after a little while, I was fucking his cock, you know?
Right.
I could, but I think though that if a guy has a big cock, I mean, they have to be pretty slow at first, but
Well, there was a definite build-up between you two. You guys were definitely crescendoing there.
Yeah.
Until finally he asked you where he could come.
And he came all over my stomach.
I don't know where you want me to come, baby. Where do you want me to come?
And that was probably the hottest part of the night for me, because there was no hesitation on your part or anything. It was just like, John, you know, please fuck me too now. I need your dick. You just wanted more. And that was hot.
I was holding his hand while you were fucking me really hard, and he was over on the side of me, and I was squeezing his hand and, you know, really into fucking you. I wasn't able to suck his dick at that point. And then you came. When you came on me, you came on my stomach as well. He shot it all over my stomach. And then I told you I wanted you to finger me. I whispered, finger me some more, because I didn't want to stop, actually.
Right.
So you fingered me, and you made me come, and he was fingering me too. And while you were fingering me, I was kind of like sucking his dick a little. And then I came again, and then you got up to go to the bathroom, and then he came, and we started kissing, and
I know, as I came out of the bathroom, I was like, oh, maybe 60 seconds, you guys are fucking again.
Yeah, and then we,
holy shit.
Yeah, and then, in that time, I was really horny at that point. By that point, and I was like fucking him, like really, really in a fast kind of pace or something.
Right.
He was on top of me.
And so I love that. I can watch here.
Oh, yeah.
I can watch you in the mirror.
I didn't notice the mirrors until the end.
That's great.
Rub it, suck it, coconut it. Yes. That was hot.
That was a great time, baby.
And I'm smelling this coconut oil on my body. Mixed with sex, and it brings back memories of desire, the tropical hot nights at Desire, and I am getting so excited.
lots of new couples signed up. And big shout out to all you guys who are new to the party and those of you returning too. We cannot wait to see all of you in Mexico.
Yes. March 31st through April 7th.
As of this recording, there are still a few rooms left. If you'd like to join us, come on out.
Yeah, I believe it would be a great gift for your honey this holiday season. So come join us. We can have lots of hot coconut fun. I hope you all have happy holidays and are able to fit in some naughty time.
And so, baby, I guess we got to go back to holiday land, our holiday shopping.
We've got some,
stuff to do. But we wanted to say happy holidays to all of you guys. We appreciate all of you so much for listening.
And I would like to thank our new friends that we met last week for giving me the coconut oil.
We sat down with a really awesome couple and had a great conversation. And we'll be sharing some of that on the next episode of SwingerCast. Until next time, you guys have a sexy holiday. Thank you so much. And prospero año y felicidad.
Rub it, suck it, coconut it.
You just like saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I like hearing you say it.
Rub it, suck it, coconut it, baby.
We got a lot of it left over there.
I know.
That just equals a lot of hot times to come.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Quiddity and Foster, for giving us that.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Rob, for helping John out with that massage.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Can't wait to be naked on the beach with all my naughty friends.